Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness? Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Yes, exactly. We don't need you. Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keith is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Or Rizzle Von Drizzle. So ballpark, how many massages have you gotten?
70.
Pizza special because it's the only thing that tastes like pizza. It's bread, sauce, meat, cheese. What isn't that that we eat?
Wanting to wear his body parts or bathe in his blood.
I don't want to talk about them.
All right, it's noon 30 on a Tuesday.
Bathe
that means it's time.
Blood?
Yeah, that one was aggressive. That was
You're joining us on your lunch break.
Well, that was that stalker lady from before. She sent 65,000 texts to a former.
That would generally do it, yeah.
Lover of hers. Or at least somebody that she wanted to be a lover of hers.
Yeah.
I don't know that ended up actually happening.
I was
going
to say, does it count if it's not reciprocated?
No, maybe not.
Probably
Dale,
not.
We go down to Alabama for story.
By the way, Bill Belichick's in Alabama today.
Is that right?
Is it the Alabama Pro Day today?
That's good.
So good news. He's off the beach. He's back on the beat.
Good. So I know people were worried he wasn't doing his job. So
I was
out there,
scared to death. Yeah.
He's working guys out there at Bama, so that's good.
Sunday afternoon, everyone, all new today at 4. An incredible story you just won't believe. A robbery turned into a knife fight inside and outside a Huntsville gas station.
That's right, Dale. We got ourselves an old-fashioned knife fight.
Okay.
You ever been in a knife fight, Dale?
You know, I have to admit that's one of the highlights that I've missed in my lifetime.
Now, this...
How many did you survive in the mean streets of Geneva, New York?
Oh, a lot. A lot. You had to really avoid those knives. Always have your knife on you because you never know when one's going to break out.
Yeah.
Lindsay Connell is the first alert center right now with us to tell us all about this story.
Seth Holcomb and Lainey Nicholson, who you see behind me here, were arrested early Saturday morning. They allegedly tried to rob a Conoco gas station on Pulaski Pike.
Pulaski Pike? They could fit in with our new sponsor, I would say.
In fact, if they could open up a place on Pulaski Pike, that'd be even better.
That'd be even better. Be
EHS
even
Pest, the proud pest control partner of the Boston Red Sox.
Not bad.
Station on Pulaski Pike, armed with knives. And the surveillance footage was just released to us by Huntsville Police.
Now, let me stop right there. I've never robbed a gas station before, Dale, and it's not something
I envision doing. Oh, okay.
But if I were... If I were to do it, I don't think it would be
with a knife.
Hey, come on.
I mean, let's be honest.
Like, what?
Because my first thought when you started this whole thing was,
yes.
You know, is this like a Crocodile Dundee knife? That's not a knife.
Oh, yeah.
That's a knife.
Oh, there's more than
one. Because it's Alabama, is it some guy with a butter knife?
Yeah, there's more than one knife in the story.
Just
hang on to your hat if you could.
And the surveillance footage was just released to us by Huntsville Police. It captures the scary incident and how the clerk fought back.
That's right. We got a clerk who fights back. I like this.
I might just pull out a gun.
Defend yourself
just
a little bit.
You know, my thought.
Surveillance cameras show how a daring robbery played out at a North Huntsville gas station, and the clerk made for a surprising turn of events. It happened early Saturday at a Conoco on Pulaski Pike.
We know. We got it. You've already said
Pulaski
it.
Pulaski Pike
we
thing.
We understand.
EHS Pest, the proud pest control partner of the Boston Red Sox.
Uh-huh. Pretty well said.
According to police, Seth Holcomb walked up to the counter to make a purchase. He leaves the store, then comes back in as if to make a second purchase.
Ooh, that's a red flag. Anytime somebody comes back for a second purchase?
Once in a while, you forget the Slim Jims.
Oh, maybe.
You don't know. You meant to get a big gulp Dr. Pepper, and you left it off.
That's suspicious to me. You come in, you make one purchase, you leave. That's sort of the unwritten rules of gas stations.
This story
worries
me.
Don't come back in.
I've made second trips.
You've come back in? What, to rob the place?
Never robbed a place.
No?
But now I'm worried that if I do, that's what people are going to suspect.
What'd you forget? What'd you go back in there for?
Like gum or water if you're like, my wife's sitting in the car and I got all the stuff I wanted.
Oh, looking at you like, where's your...
As I'm walking back to the car, I see her go, oh, forgot about everything she wanted.
Well, what happened here was this guy was casing the joint. He walked in there, he looked around, probably looked at security cameras, which he didn't see because we saw this entire video.
Oh, good. So genius is what you're saying.
Oh, we saw the whole thing. I think he was just making sure maybe there was no other people in the store, witnesses, as it were. I'm not entirely sure.
That's when he pulled out a knife at the counter. What he didn't expect was that the clerk would pull out a machete of his own.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
So it's Crocodile Dundee.
It is. He's like, he had a knife, and the gentleman had a knife. Not like a butter knife, but certainly in between the two. And then this guy from underneath the counter pulls out an enormous
machete.
That's
not a knife.
That's as intimidating as anything. I think I'd be more scared of a machete than a gun for some reason. Maybe that's just the way my head works, but if I saw the machete, I would lose my mind.
You'd be... So if somebody pulls out a machete or somebody pulls out a gun, the fear factor is higher
machete,
with the machete.
Higher,
oh, a machete
higher.
Looks much more
it's
intimidating. More
and you're just like, this guy wants to torture me. This guy's nuts. He's going to hack a limb off.
You can outrun, potentially,
I can outrun
machete.
A bullet, too, if I have the right shoes on.
Really?
If I have the right shoes on.
You know, you should have had a better career
really
at Walmart than you did.
I should have. Yes.
What he didn't expect was that the clerk would pull out a machete of his own. Holcomb tries to run away at that point, but the clerk remotely locks the door.
Now's you can't leave. this guy, he was going to leave. He scared him away with a machete, but he's like,
I'm going to get him.
So he locks the door from behind. So you see the whole video. You see the guy who was trying to rob the place turn around, run to the door, and it's locked. So he's slamming on the door, and the guy comes from behind him. And it's really weird because he's going for more intimidation strikes than he is actual damage.
Well,
he's waving around the machete like
Did you have to lock the door so that
you locked him in. But he's like hitting around him. Like, it's really weird.
This guy
has
been training for this moment.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
because
point.
The fact in his mind that he goes, I'm taking the machete out.
Yeah.
I'm going to, because the guy runs.
I've been waiting for this moment.
He doesn't run out the door. If that's me, someone pulls a machete, I'm out the door. You'll never see me again.
See you later.
This guy runs down the chip aisle.
Yeah.
He goes, locks the door, and knows he's in for it.
I'm going to kill this guy.
That's exactly.
I'm going to absolutely kill this guy.
Or at least take an arm or two off.
That's true.
That's when a full-on knife fight broke out. Tearing up the store.
Full on knife fight, destruction everywhere. These guys, it's weird though. They're swinging at each other, but they're not really stabbing each other or cutting each other up. It's flailing attempts.
Yeah, fourth wall, a little bit of Kiefer Mattis. Sometimes we'll look at the story and be like, okay, knife fight, we can't do this. Like, someone's going to lose an arm, a leg.
That's not true. We would have led with that at 10 a.m. if the guy lost.
Well, that's what I meant.
Oh, yeah.
But honestly, like, you're like, okay.
This is so bizarre.
And then this guy's got this gigantic...
It's an enormous machete.
Machete.
The size of his arm.
And he's swinging all around, but he's, like, purposely not hitting this gentleman.
He's, like, causing a commotion more than anything else. Like, he's trying to scare him with sound.
There's some woman retiree who's got the night shift who's looking underneath the counter going, what the hell am I supposed to do with this?
They're like, oh, that's Steve. He tried to beef up home security here at the gas station.
Holcomb eventually escaped the store by throwing something through the window.
He smashes the window. And he gets out. He escapes through the doorway.
He's
and
like
then,
begging the cops to come save him.
And then he's got the world's worst getaway driver waiting for him.
But the clerk chased him outside. That's when the second suspect comes into play. Lainey Nicholson was waiting outside the store near the suspect's car.
Yeah, she's standing outside of the car. You're like, what are you doing? First of all, we're robbing the place. So either you're running out with money.
In the car.
Get going.
With the foot on the gas.
Right.
Let's be ready to go here.
She's walking around the car.
She allegedly also pulled out a knife when the clerk chased the first suspect out.
She also is knifed up.
Did she not?
She's got a knife.
Did she not understand about the whole machete thing?
I don't think she saw the machete because her knife also
wasn't
as big.
I like how you say that, by the way.
Machete.
Yeah, it's good.
That's
very
nice.
She allegedly also pulled out a knife when the clerk chased the first suspect out and also started fighting with the clerk. Holcomb ran back inside the store and took the cash drawer out of the register.
Yeah, so the first guy, they spill outside, and now that the woman is distracting the guy.
You keep him occupied.
That's what he does. He goes, he doubles back for the register. So he's in there. Meanwhile, the guy who is the manager of the gas station is chasing this woman around a car with a knife. Or a machete.
But the clerk didn't make the suspects get away easy, pounding on their car with his machete.
Like, destroyed.
How much damage can you legitimately do? I mean, you're going to make it look a mess, but it'll start.
So what he did was, it'll definitely start. Rather than hitting it with the blade, he turned it around in, like, the butt end of it and was smashing the windshield with it.
He had some anger management issues.
Oh, he was fired up.
You know, he had obviously been robbed at some point previous said, you know what, never again.
Not going to happen. Again,
this was part of his drills, Dale. This guy knew.
He can't wait. He was
said,
ready to go.
And by the way, these robbers, the okie doke that they pulled on this guy,
he did kind of give classic. Him like the crazy Ivan a little bit.
Yeah,
he
it's like you bait them one way, and then the other guy's like, "Well, I came here to steal money. I got to get back in there."
Yeah, they must have been really messed up though, because you're like, "I'm going to fight this guy with the machete."
Well, at this point,
I guess
I got to get that money.
Got a few bucks.
By the way, now you guys have seen the video, so help me out with the lovely prom date who was supposed to be driving the car.
Looked like just a standard woman. Nothing out of the
ordinary.
So it
wasn't like she dressed out at 225 or anything like that?
No, just she was kind of standard. Yeah, everything was
average
properly
build,
placed.
Average across the board.
IQ of a coffee cup,
well, apparently. That for sure is true, yes.
He told police that he wanted to leave enough marks on the vehicle so that they could easily recognize it.
You for sure could, pal. You definitely accomplished that.
So the first 12 or 13 wouldn't got the job done then.
Well, it's funny because the lady's like trying to fight him off and he's more just smashing the car. Like, he's not even going after her. He could have killed her if he wanted to.
And she probably could have stabbed him. This is a very
It's like a choreographed fight in a way because nobody really got hurt.
It's like a West Side Story.
It's very similar.
A dangerous chain of events. Cameras documenting the whole thing. A clerk who did what he could to defend the business and himself.
And his honor.
He really did.
He was defending his honor.
Yeah, he should be looked up to.
Now, the suspects were able to escape, but they were arrested by police a short time later.
It's the car with all the marks all over the hood. You can't miss it.
No, they got arrested at the Burger King down the street. It's literally, well, literally what happened.
They were hungry.
That was the next thing. They didn't make it very far.
They had worked up an appetite.
They're like, we got all this money now. Let's get a couple Whoppers and we'll be good.
They're charged with robbery and other offenses. Amazingly, there were no serious injuries in this incident, and no medical treatment beyond first aid was needed by those involved. Liz, unbelievable.
That was amazing.
Thank you, Liz.
That was amazing.
Yes,
amazing.
It was. Yes, it was.
Liz, unbelievable.
That was amazing.
So there you go. Nobody got hurt in this. Nobody got hurt. It's unbelievable.
Well, it would seem to me that the pride of the two would-be robbers had to have been severely damaged.
Yes, for sure. They would got to think twice about doing this again. Not a successful turn.
I'm trying to picture him, you know, explaining to his prom date about this whole scheme here.
He's like, listen.
And she's saying, shouldn't we bring a gun? And he's saying, I can't afford a gun.
He's like, so,
I got a knife. I took it out of the kitchen. You want one?
Right.
I got one for you, too.
Let's park the car. Let's have you get out, walk around.
You know, maybe you could wash the windows and stuff while I'm
hell?
In here.
Yeah.
Like, getting a barrel full of cash.
Fill it with regular. Actually, just put 20 in regular on that if you could. And then we'll come back out. Like, I don't know what the plan was.
Oh, do I have to prepay at this pump?
And 20 on pump 6. He's like, what? You're robbing me right now. But I respect that guy. We looked for interviews with the owner of the gas station. Could not find him. Everybody in
Alabama.
Was
he a large man?
Pretty
intimidating.
No, about the same size as the guy who robbed him. It would have been a fair fist fight.
But the machete.
Machete was significantly bigger. They probably pulled over for snacks and then were like, you know what? There's only one guy in there. We could rob it. I don't think there was much more thought than that.
Do you have a knife?
I always have my knife.
I got one.
Get it ready.
Let's go.
Get it ready to go.
Man. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Pounding on their car with his machete. What he didn't expect was that the clerk would pull out a machete of his own. That's when a full-on knife fight broke out.
Liz, unbelievable.
That was amazing.
That's a knife. That's a knife.
T
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.